Good day, everyone. Welcome to the EnerCap Q1 2022 financial results release. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. Eric Verret. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for taking the time to join us this afternoon. Justin and I will take you through the presentation. At the end, we'll open for Q&A. Before we begin, can I please draw your attention to the disclaimer on page one of the presentation, in particular the comments regarding forward-looking statements. I'll now pass it to Justin Soldier for the Q1 highlights.
Thanks, Eric, and good afternoon, everyone. Turning to slide five in the presentation, I'm very pleased to report another good quarter, building on the strong momentum established over the past 18 months. For the ninth consecutive quarter, collections were again ahead of forecast at 19 million euros, pushing LTM adjusted EBITDA up sharply year on year and broadly in line with the year-end 2021 position at circa 100 million euros. This is further validation of the strong base of collections continuing to come through every quarter, distancing the business further from a slower period immediately following the onset of COVID. In addition to continued strong collections performance from the embedded portfolio, ERC is also growing again as we continue to take advantage of an increasingly attractive opportunity set, with signed and closed deals already accounting for 57.3 million euros of full year 2022 deployment at a high aggregate gross money multiple of 2.1 times, representing more than half of AIF's entire annual budget through the first quarter alone. Leverage has also continued to decrease incrementally, down from 3.6 times at year-end 2021 to 3.55 times as at the end of Q1, comfortably remaining at the low end of our target range of 3.5 to 4 times, with LTV also down from 66.8% to 65.5% over the same three-month period. I will now turn it back over to Eric to provide more detail on financial performance.
Okay, I'll now cover the financial highlights on page seven. So the group had the gross attributable collection for the quarter ended March 31st, 2022 increased to 19 million, which was 2.1% higher than Q1 2021 and 8% above our December 30, 2021 collection forecast. Revenues were down to 14 million, which was 8.6% down on previous year, which is mostly driven by the change in our asset mix with a higher proportion of real estate investment. As a result of our robust collections for the period, our last 12 months EBITDA increased to 100 million, which was 95.5% above the same period last year. We had also a good quarter of deployment with 10.6 million euro of deployment in the quarter, including follow-on investments on closed deals, two new investments in real estate in the UK, and an NPL transaction in Italy. As a result, our ERC increased by 18% versus prior year at 543.4 million, and our net debt increased to 356. Turning to page eight, the graphs on the right show you the collection performance, deployment, and ERC since 2020. You can see a strong attributable collection performance of 132 million in the last 12 months to Q1 2022, which is broadly similar to our 2021 collections and significantly higher than the same period last year, evidencing a stable return to pre-COVID levels of collections. With our Q1 deployment, we now have an LTM deployment of 107 million, which is above our target deployment for the year. As Justin mentioned at the beginning, we now have 57.3 million of closed and signed deals, which makes our 2022 deployment target of more than 100 million highly achievable. Finally, you can see the trend in our ERC, which is growing again on the back of Q1 deployment exceeding our replenishment rate and being done at very attractive returns above 2x gross money multiple. Moving to page eight, as you can see from that page, all our liquidity and financial metrics continue to improve. Our leverage has continued to decrease to 3.55 times as at the end of the quarter, and we expect that decreasing trend to continue for the remainder of the year to below our long-term range of 3.5 to 4 times. Our interest coverage ratio went up to 4.5 times, and our LTV continues to decrease and was at 65.5% as at the end of the quarter. We also maintain sufficient liquidity of 46 million as at the end of the quarter. On the refinancing front, we continue to assess the market with our advisors to determine the right time to come back to the market, but will remain opportunistic in the short term as our maturity is not before August 2024. As a result, we have now decided to extend the RCF by 12 months and are currently finalizing the documentation process with the target completion by the end of June. Moving to page 10. On that page, we show you our 84-month ERC curve as at March 31st, 2022. The dark blue bars show you the profile of our current ERC of 543 million. The light blue bars show you the impact that the already signed and not closed deals will have on replenishing our ERC in the coming years. We expect collections to remain strong over the next few years on the back of our mature and seasoned portfolio, which gives us high visibility for collection, with 59% of our 24-month ERC being derived from assets purchased prior to January 1st, 2020. As a result of the strong cash flows embedded in the portfolio, we expect to continue to deliver or even after ERC growth. The robustness of our cash generation is also supported by over 82% of our ERC being backed by collateral, real estate, or cash, with 136% collateral cover against the secured ERC. Turning to page 10, we show you the evolution of our market-leading core collection cost ratio for the last 12 months, which was 26% as at Q1, down from 40% in the previous year. This performance is driven by our low fixed costs and mostly variable cost structure, and operational excellence driven by our flexible master servicing model. I will now pass on to Ed to cover our asset management performance.
Thank you, Eric. So moving to
page 13, AFE Asset Solutions platform. I've been very pleased with the development of our AFE Asset Solutions platform over the last 12 months. In addition to driving the very consistent cash collections performance that Justin and Eric have touched on, the scale of the platform has grown substantially. We have 25 FTEs now across five geographies, an increase of six relative to prior year. Asset light revenue was 1.1 million this quarter, an increase of 49% versus Q1 2021. And AUM now stands at 1.1 billion, a 36% increase versus Q1 21. We expect to see further growth in AUM and revenues driven by deployment from ANICAP's closed-end credit funds. And the investments that we've made in our platform and technological capabilities, including our digital platform Minerva, will enable us to drive operational leverage in the Asset Solutions platform, creating an incremental EBITDA stream as deployment from ANICAP's credit funds ramps up. Turning over the page to look more closely at portfolio composition. Page 14. ACE portfolio is diversified across geographies and asset types. Deployment over the last 12 months has resulted in an increase in our geographic diversification. Italy ERC has reduced from 42 to 28%, Spain from 27 to 19%, and the UK has increased from 2 to 26%. We've retained our focus on secured assets, with 82% of our ERC backed by collateral, diversifying into direct real estate where we can access attractive assets without the variability associated with legal timings. At the bottom of the page, you'll see that the book continues to be highly seasoned, with 60% of our ERC coming from vintages with greater than 2 years seasoning, slightly down from the 80% figure this time last year, reflecting the strong year of deployment in 2021. And drilling into more detail on our direct real estate portfolio over the page on 15, direct real estate represents 40% of total ERC at an average gross money multiple of 2.2 times. Our strategy has been to focus opportunistically on targeted sub-themes, deploying capital into assets with strong collateral backing and visibility to de-risking through near-term cash flow generation or partial unit state sales. From a geographic perspective, our focus thus far has been on three key well-known markets, UK, Italy, and France, building on ANICAP's strong network of operating partners and local experts in these jurisdictions. Our strategy remains focused on stable income generation with limited and highly selective development risk. And the portfolio itself is diversified by asset type with underlying granularity across 23 assets and over 1,300 units. Turning finally to slide 16, our standard page on key market updates. I don't propose to go through these updates in detail, but we'll touch on some of the key highlights. Firstly, from a COVID perspective, across Southern Europe, courts are operating at pre-COVID capacity. And while some moratoria and measures to protect debtors have been extended, these are limited in nature and are expected to roll off at the end of H1. Secondly, we continue to see strong real estate asset prices, especially residential assets in key cities, against a backdrop of increasing inflationary pressures. And finally, As we've envisaged in our underwriting of RE deals, hybrid working models are impacting occupational decisions, but there are definite signs of acceleration in terms of office take-up, especially in the UK, with regional office take-up in Q1 22 at 83% of the 10-year average levels. Across all markets, our AFACET Solutions team is continuing to drive performance by combining local intelligence with centralized analytics and information flows via our Minerva platform. I'll now hand back to Justin to discuss the strategic outlook.
Thanks, Ed. Turning to slide 18, the strategic path for the business remains broadly the same as discussed recently. The current pipeline remains strong with over 500 million euros in potential capital deployment across a range of targeted geographies and asset types. And with more than 55% of our total annual budget already accounted for, we are able to remain selective, keeping the bar for returns high at least 1.8 times gross money multiple over 84 months. This continues to include predominantly real estate secured opportunities where we see exceptional value in targeted direct real estate assets, where we are seeking motivated sellers of undermanaged properties outside of competitive auctions with significant embedded income and the opportunity to de-risk rapidly. This is also serving to further enhance geographic diversification as outlined by Ed, with significant rebalancing across core southern and northern European geographies. Interestingly, where we have in the recent past remained cautious in our outlook has been around growth in the supply of new secured NPL opportunities. However, in the past few months, we are now seeing significant growth in both primary and secondary NPL opportunities, with secondary sellers continuing to look to catch up on time lost during the COVID crisis, and primary sellers now looking at increasing provisions and the inevitable unwind from years of excessively low interest rates combined with rising inflation. Overall, we are confident in the outlook for continued momentum in collections performance, renewed growth from an increasingly attractive opportunity set, and further deleveraging over the course of 2022. Thanks for listening today. We're now happy to turn it over to questions.
Thank you, sir. If you'd like to ask a question at this time, you can do that by signaling by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. And we'll pause for just a moment to allow everybody the opportunity to signal. And one more opportunity, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. We'll pause for just another moment. All right, it looks like we have no questions at this time.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody, and have a good afternoon. If there's anything, you can reach out to us through the website.
That does conclude today's conference. We thank everyone again for their participation.